السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. الحمد لله رب العالمين. On this beautiful Monday morning, the 27th of Rajab, 1446, corresponding with the 27th of January, 2025. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as that we made last night. Allah ta'ala accept all our a'mal that we did last night. Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. May Allah make this a reality. May we all see the beautiful month of Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala accept. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفوا عهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mauna Salim Kareem and Apa. Allah Jalla Wala accept all your du'as. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monli. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe, Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Rajab, 1446. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, always know that our Islamic history is not written in black and white, is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true ulama and scholars who gave their lives for the love of Almighty Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the red, red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Let us just go one page into history. It was on the 27th of Rajab, 1187 Gregorian calendar, 88 years of occupation by the Salbiyin, by the Crusaders, the Christians came to the end. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor, dignity to whomsoever He wishes. He humiliates and disgraces whoever He wishes. Allah Jalla wa Jalla humiliated the Christians, the Crusaders, the Salbiyin, and Allah selected Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi, the Kurd, who never saw Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. And on the 27th of Rajab, Friday, he delivered the memorable khutbah at Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak on the mimbar of Nuruddin Zanki. So we should know all these things here. And that mimbar pulpit was burned by the Jutlas Haramis in the year 1969. So all this is well documented. There are no two opinions on this. So therefore Allah is sending Hamas, Jihad Islami, to liberate Palestine, the entire historic Palestine. And inshallah, Allah is showing the world who the real terrorists and murderers are. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 42, Surah to Shura, the mutual consultation, and verses 30 to verse number 32. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبًا, and whatever calamity afflicts you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, is because of your own deeds, your own actions. Now here we need to understand two, three different issues. Issue number one, the trials and tests that came for the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu wasalam, that was لِرَفْعِ darajat, to elevate their rank and status even more and more. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, Allah Jalla wala elevated the rank and status of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most in the entire creation. Then we find that the Sahaba, Awliyaullah, the beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salam, the special servants of Almighty Allah, Khasane Khuda, and those we call the Awliyaullah, for them also, there will be trials, there will be tribulations, there will be musibat, but to elevate their rank and status, to prove that they are devoted, dedicated servants of Allah, fi sirri wal alaniya, in their private life and in their public life, they are devoted, dedicated to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Then you have ordinary mortals, people like me and you. For us, we must remember this is what happens. Because of our vices, our sins, so what happens? Almighty Allah brings about calamities. But that calamity also, 90% of the time, is a blessing in disguise. A person is going to the casino, a person is going to meet his girlfriend, a person is going to do some fraudulent deal, Allah forbid, now he meets up with an accident and so forth. So Almighty Jalla states, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَىٰ دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Surely, definitely, we will let them taste the smaller punishment, not the big one where death overtakes them. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Come back to your senses and return to the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Not only on 15 Sha'ban and Ramadan, every day, every night. So although the calamity came because of the vices we're indulging in, but it is still a blessing in disguise to remind us life is very short. Come back to the right path. And when the person is doing good deeds, you're going to the masjid, and yeah, you meet up with an accident, Allah forbid, or the person got kidnapped and hijacked and so forth. So that is لِرَفْءِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. Allah is elevating his rank, his family's rank, everybody, because with good deeds. So it's not always a calamity comes, then it is bad thing. Sometimes it's good, but me and you, with our puny little brains, we don't understand things. And when the calamity comes, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Go and read chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 155, 156, 157. And Allah Jalla Wala states, when you exercise that patience, endurance, then those are the people, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah's blessings is there for them. Allah's special mercy is there to envelop them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the people who are the rightly guided ones. And the one I told you that the smaller punishment, not the major one, that is Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter number 32 and verse number 21. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities happen, just go back 1 hour, 1 week, 1 day, few days, and then your heart will tell you why this happened. Is it a punishment or is it azmaish, a test and a trial from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? We need to be honest to ourselves, to Almighty Allah as well. وَيَعْفُ أَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And so many other actions, our vices, our sins, Allah Jalla Wala overlooks it. Allah Ta'ala dar guzar farmate hai. Allah Ta'ala just say, never mind, never mind. But when this human being takes undue advantage, then Almighty Allah humiliates them, disgraces them. And then, chapter number 22, verse number 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates a person, then there's none to give him honor. CMBS, MBZ, Trump, all these haramis, how Allah humiliating, disgracing them in the entire wide world. So that is Almighty Allah. And people think that they can do what they want to. Trump sitting there in the White House, signing executive orders, do this, do that. Almighty Allah states, وَمَا أَنْتُمْ مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And you can never ever escape the wrath, the anger, the punishment of Almighty Allah on this earth or in the skies or anywhere else. Allah Jalla Wala will punish you. People cannot frustrate the divine plan. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا. The non-Muslims should never think that they can beat Almighty Allah. إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْجِزُونَ. Never ever can they frustrate the divine decree and the divine plan. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيُّ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ. There is none for you besides Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla as a protector and as a helper. So that is why we see. You just have to look at Hamas, and then you see how they took on 50, 60, 70 countries, beat them and humiliated them. The Times of Israel says, first time Israel lost the war, that is, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. The enemy spoke the truth for a change, remembered. So Taliban took on 48 countries, America leading the pack, and humiliated, disgraced them. Even Trump, the harami, had to admit, he said, the worst defeat in the history of America. So that's why we support them. You can go to hell for what we care, Trump and company. So we will support Hamas, we will support Taliban, we will support Jihad Islami, and that is the duty of every true Muslim. Wa min ayatihi, when you go to the beach, you see the baby, the children walking, then you know that this was just a child, 2-3 years old walking. Or you see size 12, size 13, 14 shoes like mine. So now you will see this was one big tall giant walking here. So simple footprints are showing us the signs that somebody was here recently. Look at the cone. Cone is calf, wow, noon. Look at the universe. Look at the planet Earth where me and you are. And you will find the symbols and signs. You will find the nishaniya, the signs of Almighty Allah. Wa min ayatihi. Therefore, every verse in the noble Quran is called an ayah, a sign and symbol of Almighty Allah. And from the signs of His Almighty Allah. See, today people say there is no logic in it. People say there is no common sense. I say common sense today is not common. You take 1 rand coin, 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin, you throw it in the river, in the dam, in the ocean, it goes down. And you take a big ship, and passenger ship, cargo ship, and it goes tons and tons of luggage, and it's going from country to country, continent to continent. Who is keeping that boat and ship afloat? And it is so heavy. Who? Well, where's your logic there? Well, min ayatihi, and from his signs, al-jawar. So join the word, well, min ayatihi al-jawar. Jawar, the plural of jariya, the boats and the ships. And what are they doing? They're moving so smoothly fil bahr, in the ocean, in the sea, and from the Indian Ocean to the Black Ocean and the Green Ocean and Pink Ocean, and call it whatever hell you want to. Fil bahri, on the ocean, kal a'lam, and they green like mountains when you look at them in the darkness of the night and in the brightness of the day. Just look at it. Alam tara anna al-fulka tajri fil bahri bi ni'matillah. Almighty Allah states, don't you see, O human being, how the boats and the ships are moving with the bounty and with the favors of Almighty Allah. Li yuriyakum min ayati. Allah wants to show you His signs. He can destroy Trump and his White House in one split second. Chapter 31 and verse 31, very easy reference. Chapter 31, Surah Luqman and verse 31, Luqman al-Hakim, the wise, and Allah is showing us, this is only His wisdom. Fil bahri kal a'lam. So when you go in a boat, in a ship or whatever, just think about it. You take the 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, throw it, is gone, finished. And you go with a passenger liner, people go for Hajj, even now, from Sudan and so forth, from Egypt, they go by ship for Umrah and Hajj, some of them. So you see how Almighty Allah keeps it afloat. So may Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make us of those who are pakka sacha Muslim, so devoted, dedicated Muslims and mu'min. And we are true to our Islam, not sanctimonious, that we have a double identity. Now Mi'raj time come, we good Muslims. 15 Shaban come, we good Muslim. Ramadan time come, we are good Muslim. Weekend come, holidays come, all hell breaks loose. So that is rejected by Almighty Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 27th of Rajab, 1446, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Today, day ceasefire, day number 9, it is Monday. The Jutlas, the Jews, are a cursed nation of Almighty Allah. Allah has cursed them so many a time in the noble Quran. Allah will continuously punish them right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. The Jutlas violate both ceasefires. They violated it in Lebanon. They murdered and killed 22 people, injured dozens of people. And there, remember, in the Palestinian Gaza, they murdered one Palestinian. In the West Bank, they murdered and killed a two-year-old girl. That is what they are. They are murderers of prophets and messengers. They are the baby killers. Remember that. And the world is seeing that. Who are the real murderers? Who are the real terrorists? And who are the real monkeys? Remember, and swines and pigs, as Almighty Allah has mentioned it clearly in the Quran. If you don't believe in this, you're out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Almighty Allah made some of their forefathers and them into swines, pigs, and monkeys. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. And it's not allegorical and figurative. Literally, Almighty Allah let the metamorphosis take place. Hamas humiliates Israel and America. When the exchange was taking place on Saturday, that we will give you four of your military personnel, all females. You must give us 200, 1 to 50, the ratio. So Hamas were walking on the American flag and trampling upon it, and they were disgracing America and the Israeli flag. And they set up the stage there in Gaza City for the world media to see that Gaza is the graveyard of the Zionists. And he, Netanyahu, is a war criminal. And remember, we are Muslims and we stand for justice. And that is all the message to the international media. So Hamas humiliated them. You see how Allah humiliates them. Now see how Allah humiliates them. Just read the Haaretz newspaper of this morning. Before I came down, I said, let me just look at the Haaretz. Lo and behold, I found an article. Israeli minister, he is the minister of diaspora, so he cancelled his trip to Brussels, to Belgium. They say they got some inside information. Maybe they wanted to arrest him. Maybe there were some charges against him. You see? The humiliation. It reminds me when I was a young boy in the 60s and what used to happen. South African apartheid Boer, how they used to suffer sanctions and boycotts. Everything is starting against the Jutlas because you are a cursed people and a cursed nation. You are the murderers. 300,000 people you murdered and killed there in Gaza alone. And for that, a price you have to pay. Trumpeting away, he say over 1 million, 1.5 million of these Palestinians must go to Egypt or go to Jordan and so forth. So the people who are the occupiers, the crooks who stole the land, they must stay, and those who are the victims, they must go. That is how Trump thinks, you see. He's a madman, he's a criminal, 34 charges, and he's a president, and he's an egoist and a narcissist. He worships the woman and the money. Go ask Tommy, she will tell you his details. And go ask MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the Haloob. You don't know Arabic, so Haloob means you have a big cow and you're milking him. So this MBS is a donkey, is a Murtad bin Shaitan. So now he said he will give Trump $600 billion. Trump told him, give me $1 trillion, then I will visit Saudi Arabia. Can you believe that? Wailul lil Arab, woe and disgrace and humiliation and Jahannam for the Arabs. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. This is MBS and company, the Haramis. And the Arab League has rejected it. Every faction of the Palestinians have rejected it. Every true Muslim will reject it. We will say, you say it's a demolition site, so we tell you your Los Angeles is demolition site. So send them all to Iraq and Afghanistan. Let them go work there because of the war crimes you committed there. So that is what you need to do. Every day read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, let America fall to pieces. Let Israel fall to pieces and destroy the Arab regimes, especially Al Saud, the Saudi family. Allahumma ahlik Al Saud. The question is asked, why are so many children in Israeli jails? They can just pick up anybody and place them in jail, administrative detention, like how we had in apartheid South Africa, detention without trial. You need to wake up, South Africans. Study your history. Chutlas want to allow other people, private citizens, to buy land in the West Bank. But the West Bank belongs to Palestinians. But they can do as they please. But yet they can't win the war. Allah humiliates them, disgrace them. Alhamdulillah, Hamas has won the hearts and minds of people. Among the four, hey, listen, you Muslims, half asleep. Among the four ladies who were, yes, on Saturday, they were released. One of them, her name is Emily. Emily told Hamas, me, I love the water of Gaza. Send somebody else. Me, I want to stay here. A Jutli loves Hamas, you Jutlas. A Jutli loves to stay in Gaza. And your media said they are raping them. Your media said they will come back pregnant. And your medical personnel said the first time the three were released, the four were released, they are in all stable condition. And what you did and are doing and will do, you rape our people right in your prisons and you torture them and so forth. Israel is the biggest violator of the resolutions of United Nations. But because it got the United States, it got prostitutes and prostitutes there, so they defend them with their veto. Go study the life of Emily. And when they were leaving, they were speaking Arabic. How's that now? That they spent 15 months there, they learned the Arabic. But today's Muslim who's born, Muslim can't even speak 10 words, 20 words in Arabic. Shukran lil ta'am, shukran lil sharab, shukran lil malabis. And they say that Allah reward you, see. They're Jutli speaking Arabic and thanking Hamas. We thank you for the food you gave us. We thank you for the drink, the water, juice you gave us. We thank you for the clothing you gave us. I love the tunnels there in Gaza. I love the water in Gaza. That is what Emily said. Oh, Muslims, wake up. So three Jutlas will be released. The Jutlas are making big noise. Arbil Yahudia must be released. So yes, she will be released, and two others on Thursday. And today the Palestinians will be allowed to go back to the northern side of Gaza, inshallah. Thousands of them. Hamas are dictating the terms, not America, not Israel. Allah Jalla Wala is giving them honor. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Izza, Al-Ghazza fiha al-Rahma, Al-Ghazza fiha al-Baraka. Gaza is the land where Allah is sending His special mercy. Allah is going to shake the whole world from Gaza. Israel will lose everything. America will lose everything. And then the Islamic Empire will be everywhere, inshallah. Yea, in Africa, our people are gone mad. How many thousands of people have died in Congo because of the diamonds and so forth? Our South Africans also, 9 of them killed. They were hopeless people, you know. You got that Angie. She is the Minister of Defense. She doesn't even know what is a pistol and a revolver properly. Remember that. That is your ANC putting incompetent people. Now they are saying she must resign. So Congo and Rwanda blaming one another that you are the criminal, you committed this crime. So that is what Africa is all about. The white man uses one against the other. Farrik tasud, divide and rule. And this is continuing for over 100 years. But the Africans, the Arabs, the Indians, the Pakistanis can't use their brains, that this is how the white man plays one against the other. So see, you must be like the Colombian leader. I like him. I visited Colombia. So now Trump put them in a plane, and 2 planes he sent to Colombia. Get out from here, you illegal migrants. That president there, Gustav, whatever his name, he said, hey, these planes, you take U-turn, go back to America. Get out from here. He humiliated Trump. He told Trump, you must treat people with dignity. These are not criminals. And then you must discuss with us. You can't just take unilateral decisions. So Trump says, okay, you're talking too much. We impose tariffs and taxes upon you. Colombia say, we impose taxes upon you. You see, that is how you deal with Trump and so forth, and the American regime and dictatorship. America raiding schools and universities and colleges. Why? They're looking for illegal immigrants. He's only in power 1 week, Monday to Monday. Now, 1 week, he already harmed America's name and whatever little bit of honor they had with Denmark because of Greenland. With Canada, he told them become part of that. With Panama, he said, we need to take the canal. With the Arab regimes, because he said, give us the whole Gaza for the Jutlas and so forth. We can build hotels there, right by the seaside. And the right wing, not right wing, the super terrorists in Israel. We say that Jutlas are the biggest terrorists, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So every in 1 week, he destroyed America's reputation already. What will he do? So he came into power for America to fall, and Israel will fall. MBS is there supporting a loose cause, remember that. MBS meets Maloney. Do you know Maloney? Not Maloney. Maloney. Maloney is the prostitute. She is a prostitute there in Italy, and she became the prime minister. And you know Berlusconi. Berlusconi was the man there in Italy. Crazy guy he was. He used to sleep every day, every second day with a different woman. But they say they're not voting for the Pope. They're voting for a president, prime minister. So Maloney becomes the leader of Italy. She meets MBS. Where? In Al-Ula, his new jungle he made. Jungle ko mangal banadiya. So all haramis remember that. Pakistani army kills 30 people. You see, the Pakistani army, they don't take instructions from the prime minister, president. They take from America. Kill here, kill here, kill the Taliban, kill your own people. They are terrorists. Why? Because they get millions of dollars and so forth. Pakistan from 1947 till today is not run by the prime minister and president. It's run by the army, and the army is dictated to by America and so forth. What a disgrace for Pakistan. Kiev, I told you, Putin is the right man. Putin puts America in their place. So now, if you know Kiev, Kiev is the capital of Ukraine. So Kiev lost their last stronghold. Putin shot it to pieces. So we say, Putin, we like you because what you are doing in Ukraine, not because what you are doing in Syria or other places. There you lost everything. Basically, so remember, does anybody harms America, anybody harms, remember, Israel, anybody harms MBS, MBZ of Saudi and Emirates, we will support them because a whole lot of haramis. Let's come to our South Africa crime, my beloved country. 9 South African soldiers die in Congo. For what? No benefit, you see. But you got the government, you voted for them. So you have to laugh. They're using your taxpayer money, our money. And so me, I never ever voted for them. I'll never vote for them. And I told them on their face, NG, can you believe she made a mess in the education and now they made her the Minister of Defense? She doesn't even know. How can you have a person who doesn't know anything about army and military and make them Minister of Defense? It's like putting a plumber and making them a person Minister of Education or something. A bloodbath is about to erupt between the ANC and DA. DA are livid because why did Cyril sign the Bella Bill? Why did he sign the expropriation bill? So now the GNU is also being threatened the government of national unity. Everybody got a hidden agenda. No one is sincere. President Jacob Zuma, I want to meet you one-to-one, no media. and no other security personnel. We talk some business. I want to make you Yaqub Juma and make you a Sulman. What you say, President Juma? I'll bring Zahir. Zahir Umar, our lawyer, inshallah, because you know him personally. And then we talk business, make you Sulman. So Zuma says that the MK will be ruling South Africa very soon. So how is that? Zuma is the master chess player in Robben Island. He's playing chess with ANC. He's playing chess with the DA. And he said, Malema, you're still a novice in this field. Come here, I teach you real politics and so forth and so on. So you must remember that the DA are big trouble there with a character known as Smith and all that. He got involved in fraud and so forth, tender fraud. That is what is alleged and so forth. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday there was a janaza at 4:30 of our brother Shabir Adam, and a tragic incident took place there in Malalan. You know Malalan, Komatipur, all these places we know very well, because we enter there and then you go into Kruger Park. So he went there with his grandchildren. Now curiosity, the children disembarked from the car and they wanted to check something, and he must have seen an elephant coming. To protect his grandchildren, he went himself, and the elephant trampled him. He passed away. He passed away shaheed, as far as inshallah we are concerned. Was sahibul hadmi shaheed. So inshallah, Allah grant him the rank and status of shaheed. Allah grant the family sabre jameel. Allah ta'ala grant all our marhumin jannat al firdaus al a'la. Today, 8:30 to 9 our program, we will speak of Donald J. Trump, the madcap. You must remember that. Between 8:30 and 9, J stands for John. Donald jumped, John jump. You want to say Donald Duck. So Donald Duck Trump, you must remember that. So we'll discuss who is he, what does he want, and so forth. 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran, and inshallah, 2 to 2:30, report back our trip to Sirruddin. Very nice trip, mashallah. Allah reward the trustees, the imams, and everybody else. And then, inshallah, tonight, the live Q&A, inshallah, Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah, Aziz, tonight, between 8 and 10. Maa Salim, we have 22 minutes, inshallah, so let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my brother-in-law was fighting with my sister and he saw my marhum parents. What is the sin for this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We had that question yesterday. So all the questions that are asked by Hafiz Wadi or by you, rather just delete it so we don't have repeats. So anyway, so I explained to them what the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 33, verse number 58. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. When you cause harm to a believing man, believing women, and people with true iman and Islam, then you have caused yourself, you're carrying a slander and a major, major sin, a heinous crime. Now for what you have to swear people's parents, whether they're dead or whether they're alive, all that absolutely haram, and you must apologize to them, give out charity. In the heat of the madness and moment, you uttered these words, so it's absolutely haram, and Allah Ta'ala will punish you if you don't apologize and ask them and ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah protect us all.
Tisab, I'm going for Umrah, and the first stop is Addis Ababa, then Jeddah. Where should I tie my ihram? Question number two, am I allowed to use soap to wash my hands only without scent?
Brother, you are going from here, South Africa, or from other part of Africa, first to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, then Jeddah, and then you're going to Makkah. So you fasten your haram there in Addis. They got wonderful facilities now. When I went to Addis 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and I fastened a haram there, that was when I was still in Newcastle. So you must remember that. So more than 25 years ago, so we fastened a haram there, very primitive conditions. So, and then you go, mashallah, labbaik allahumma labbaik, you go Jeddah and you go Makkah. So remember that when you go to the washroom, bathroom, toilet, whatever you, and now you're already in ihram, labbaik allahumma labbaik, you can't use any soap, any shampoo, any lotion, and so forth. So today people say unscented soap. This is also money-making gimmick, you know. Just wash your hands properly and so forth, so then no harm will come to you. Don't look for all those loopholes and so forth.
Mufti Saab, what is the meaning of the name Humaira, and what intention should be made before giving this name to a child?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkah Sharif. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyama bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, you will be called by your name and your biological father's name, not your adopted father and stepfather and foster father and this father. No, your biological father's name. Hence, fa ahsinu asma'akum. Choose great names, good names, beautiful meanings. They will have a definite impact on your personality, on your character, and so forth and so on. Hadith in Daraqutni, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Sahib Zadi, Siddiqi Beti, for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's daughter, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the most beloved wife after Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, was Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, set the precedent for humanity and posterity, gave her different names, Ya Aish, Ya Muwaffaqa, Ya Humaira. What is the meaning of Humaira? When you have fair complexion on your cheek, you have red color complexion. It enhances your beauty. So when you keep your daughter's name Humaira, make that intention that you want to imitate what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Umm al-Mu'mineen. Whoever says Sayyida Aisha committed this crime, that crime, and so forth, like the Shia kafirs, then you are 100% kafir, and you have shak in that and doubt in that, then you also become non-Muslim, like Khomeini and all these haramis. We must be clear on this topic here. There is no room for negotiation and compromise.
Mufti Saab, if a man wants to take his wife and his sister-in-law to the shop to buy goods, is it permissible, and what is the correct answer?
The correct answer is this. He took his wife to the shop, to the mall or whatever, to buy goods for the house or whatever. So that is permissible if and when there's a need. Now to take sister-in-law, the way I understood the question is, now you take the wife and her sister. So you, the husband, and your wife's sister, you are totally ajnabi. You are totally strangers to one another. You can't be taking your wife's sister to the mall and meet Paul. You can't be taking her here and there and so forth. So remember, after your wife passes away, you can marry her. After you divorce her, the iddat is finished, you can marry her. So you are total strangers to one another. So that portion is totally haram and unacceptable. That's different thing our people today, because the Saudi regime does Hajj and Umrah. For them, they're not interested in the religious and spiritual aspect. They made it a milking cow. Tell the women to come. You don't need your husband. You don't need mahram. You just come, permissible. You come with your wife, sister, permissible. You come with your girlfriend, also permissible. So that is what the Saudi, the Najdis have done. They have destroyed the sanctity of the Haramain Sharifain. They allow the transgenders. They allow all these type of people. For World Cup, they have already announced 2034. They said every lesbian, every gay, every transgender, every person is allowed. But if you're a true Muslim, they will harass you. But when you're a harami, they will welcome you. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. Because they themselves are haramis and they love the haramis. So that is how they have desecrated the sanctity of the Haramain Sharifain. They're not khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are khainul Haramain Sharifain. Traitors to Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara.
Uftisab, can one give her biological sister zakat?
Remember, today people want to give zakat to their siblings, brothers, sister. They say they are poor. They want to give their nephew, niece, uncle, auntie. So remember, or any poor Muslim, so this is the criteria you must use. Let's take this and use it as a case study. You say you want to give your sibling, in this case your sister, zakat. So I'm asking you, if I go to your sister's house and we go with some Maulana of that town and so forth, we go for investigation, we'll see there's a TV there, we will see that there are videos there, we will see the subscription for Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Netflix, we will see there are cell phones there, we will see there are cars there. So such people, can you give them zakat? Definitely no. You are in debt, just swiping everything, credit card and this card, you must sell all these things and get rid of it and pay your debts. You want to lead a life of luxury, sit on your laurels and think of Hadi, and then when you fall into trouble, you say collect zakat. That is a mockery, remember, it's not permissible that. So if that person really is in dire straits, then remember, got no money for food, no, can't pay the rental, water, lights, electricity, so then I'll ask the question, this lady, where's her father? Where's her brothers? Where's her uncle? They are the people who are supposed to help her. So when nobody is coming to assist her, then we will say you can give her zakat. So today, there's millions and billions of rains in the South Africa alone. Abuse of zakat. Abuse in the Darul Ulooms. Abuse in the madrasas. Abuse in the masajid. Abuse by the public and so forth. So there, for me, I don't trust 90% of these organizations. I make it very clear that one, two organizations I trust, like Majlisul Ulama in PE, and one, two others. Otherwise, I'll take my zakat and go give it directly to the poor people. So that is the best way of doing. Even you, who we say go to Palestine, don't just go give anybody. There are many muftiyas there also. There are many crooks there also in Palestine with Muslim names, and they just pocket the money. So rather you go yourself and you go and give the money with your own hands. So that is our policy and that is our suggestion to you.
Mufti Saab, something for me to read for my son to go back to his wife. He doesn't want to go and stay with his wife, Mufti Saab.
Obviously, that is an abnormal situation. Why doesn't he want to go back to his wife? Maybe, I'm just looking, I'm thinking at the top of my head, maybe the wife committed such a crime. When he just looks at her, so he feels like, you understand, how this lady betrayed me. She had an affair, extramarital affair, with somebody ABC, so his heart is broken. Or maybe it is his fault, the way he abused her, he hit her, and he kicked her, and what have you. Wife battering. I told you, ladies, don't waste your time with the Maulana and Jamiats and people like me. We can't do anything. Go to the police and lay a charge of assault. Let him spend 1 week, 1 weekend there in prison, and they'll penal beat him properly and so forth. So we must know who is the cause, what is the real problem. But all said and done, hamara kam jorna hai na ke torna. we should try and make them reconcile. Wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. So tell all parties involved, read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Quran Kareem teaches us, Allah Jalla Wala commands us, Walillahi Asma'ul Husna, Fad'uhu Biha, chapter 7, verse 180. Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names, the 99 names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by those names. So read Ya Wadud, Allah Ma'allif Baina Qulubina, Ya Allah bring love within our hearts, Allah Ma'aslih Dhaata Bainina, Ya Allah reconcile us, Ya Allah, and tell both parties to read Surah 25, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and grant us our children that are the coolness of the eyes. So in that way, inshallah, all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala will bring about unity. And if there's children, then there's more reason for them to go and make a home than rather break the home.
Mufti Saab, is stem cell transplant allowed in Shariat, and are people allowed to donate?
Remember, not permissible. The way these scientists carry on, majority of them and professors and so forth, they want to become God, Allah forbid. They say we can do as we please. Therefore, majority of them don't believe in religion, the atheists and so forth. Allama Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, we know what Allah Umar Qadahu. He made what a tafsir of this verse here. I read it for you, and I use the words he used in this word here for these scientists and these people and so forth. And I will show you what the consequences will be. So he says today, they call them scientists. They say that they are the people who have knowledge and so forth. So what does Almighty Allah speak of such people? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, بَلِدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, their knowledge regarding the year after, punctured. It's got a big hole in it, you see. And بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهَا, nay, they have a lot of doubt and skepticism regarding the year after. بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ, Allah used the word بَلْ thrice. Nay, they are totally blind and so forth. Chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, and verse number 66. So there you have it. So they can't even study what is the ruh, the soul, and the spirit. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. But they want to do all this. So we must remember, if you allow this, the consequence will be this. After 50, 100 years, you won't know who's your brother, who's your sister. See, I give you example. That today they have milk banks, right? So we say you can't just go to the milk bank and tell them, give me milk from here and all that for my baby and so forth. Then you won't know who's your foster father, who's your foster mother, nothing, because all is mixed up. So Islam came for Siyanatul Ansab, not for Ikhtilatul Ansab. These are Arabic terminology. That Islam came to protect the family life and the lineage of people and not to destroy it. The Zionists came to destroy it. The Americans came to destroy it. And the West came to destroy it. Family life by them is not important. You can just stay Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, and nobody will tell you anything. For them, they will tell you it's human rights issue. Is there democratic right? These haramis. In Islam, we must put them there for these gays and them and shoot them. That is what Islam teaches us. Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul. When they are sane and mature and they doing all these things voluntarily, is a death penalty in Islam. So therefore, all these type of things which lead to the breakdown of the family, Islam will never allow it. Hence, them said all that not permissible.
Mufti Saab, if a person reads his 2 rakat sunnah salah for Fajr at home, can he read 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid when he enters the masjid?
See, I'm giving you a practical example. Now, yeah, by us, 4:14, 4:15, Fajr time starts, right? Where I go to for Salat, 5:10 is Jamaat. So I read Sunnah here at home, or I read here in the studio, whatever it is. Now I go to the Masjid, and there's still 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes left for Jamaah, and I want to read 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid, not permissible. According to Hanafis, you can't be reading Nafil Salat, Sunnah Salat, all that. Before your Fajr Salat, after your Fajr Salat, you have to wait 15 minutes or so after sunrise. And if you want to read Qadha Salat, so that is permissible. Shafis, Hanbalis, and them say, you enter the Masjid, Fajr time, Asr time, any time, and after Fajr, after Asr, and then you read 2 rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid, permissible. Idha dakhal ahadukumul Masjid, fala tajlis hatta tusalli rakatain, Sahih, authentic hadith. So anyway, the Shafis, Hanbalis use that, the Hanafis use the hadith that you can't be reading Nafil Salat and so forth. So it's the academic discussion. However, you want to read Qaza Salat before Fajr, after Fajr, before sunrise, all permissible. So we should know what the Sharia is teaching us.
Can I kiss my wife's lips or any part of her body, touch her when I'm fasting in Ramadan?
Lucky lips. Oh, it's a dangerous masla that. So now, today's world, what will you say? When an old man came, Sheikh, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that he wants to kiss his wife, you see, maybe on her cheek or maybe on her neck or whatever you. But the old man, fa azina lahu, the master alayhi salam gave him permission. Then Ja'a Shabun, a youngster came, and he's newly married, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi sallam, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi sallam, I want to kiss my wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, falam ya'adhan lahu, did not give permission. So today's world, the people will say, how come? One issue, 2 different verdicts, because people got no common sense. Common sense is not common. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows, the old timer knows how to control himself, his desires, his passion and lust. And this youngster, he will just go right through. You see that? And imagine if he's in Ramadan, and now he goes right through, and he sleeps with his wife and all that, and he fulfills the conjugal rights and relationship, then there will be, after Ramadan, after Eid, 1 qaza and 60 fasts as kafara, as a penalty for desecrating the sanctity of the month of Ramadan and so forth. So therefore, you brothers, remember these 3 issues. If you want to give your wife a peck on the neck, you see that, you tell her, hubby, come here, wife, come here, popi, darling, you give her a peck on the neck, and then you go to your job and shop, permissible. And number 2, you abstain totally, so that is the best. You give her lucky lips, you give her a passionate kiss, a Greek kiss, a German kiss, you see, French kiss, and then this transfer of the saliva, the fast is broken and qada is compulsory. So you must understand, there's no place for French kiss and German kiss and Greek kiss and harami kiss when you are fasting. And that with your wife, we're not speaking about girlfriend and mistress, that's haram always, all times. So all the passionate kisses, you leave it for nighttime, brothers and sisters, not daytime whilst you are fasting.
Mufti Sahab, if a person gets their civil marriage done, does it mean nikah is done? The nikah ceremony has been intended to be held, but the civil marriage took place first.
Remember, if the civil marriage took place, that does not constitute the nikah. Civil marriage is what? You went to the home affairs, they just caught people there, non-Muslims also, tell them be witness. So that nikah is not the nikah. There, the girl's father maybe never even gave permission. So the law will be, a civil marriage is different and does not mean a nikah. You can't have a civil marriage and start sleeping with one another as husband wife. Islam won't allow that. Yes, nikah is nikah. You perform it in a masjid. The girl's father gave permission, whether he's present there or not, for the nikah. That is not compulsory. It's better, but not compulsory. And you need two witnesses, male witnesses, who are Muslim, obviously. So all these are prerequisites and conditions. So after that, now your civil marriage is done. And remember, when you register, your civil marriage is wajib, compulsory. In the South African context, that you register it ANC, anti-nuptial contract, without excluding the accrual system, then your Muslim Islamic world will be valid. So we need to understand these issues. And nikah, that will be done separately. So my advice to both parties, get married as soon as possible. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, As-Salatu Mirajul Mu'min, is this hadith authentic?
It's not authentic hadith. It's a saying of people. You must remember that many a time people just quote things, and especially for ulama, I'm dead against this. If the Tabligh Jamaat and their majority of them are not ulama, so they say it came in the hadith. So that's different thing. They're not scholars and they're not people. They just learn little bit deen, basic thing. So remember that. But for ulama, and you quote certain things, you must remember, and then it becomes a maudu hadith, fabricated hadith. Man kadaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maqadahu minan nar. You're lying against me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deliberately. So prepare your seat in Jahannam and the hellfire. Therefore, when I used to teach in Darulum, and the students used to give talks sometime, and I used to give them hiding. I say, how the hell can you quote this? You're leading yourself astray, and you're leading the people and public astray. You're quoting fairy tales and so forth and so on. You can say some ulama said like this. So always, therefore, I always try and make this a habit. Any hadith you quote, you must know the reference. That is what Islam teaches us. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.